Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi. Today, we are up to Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis 17b, and we are on the very bottom of Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We are in the middle of a discussion about drinking for the Kohanim in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, and even after the times of the Beis HaMikdash, that there seems to be a principle of Meheri Yibane HaMikdash, that we're hoping that the Beis HaMikdash can come at any time, and therefore Kohanim should never get drunk. But we said, no, Rebbe says that since it's been so long, we're not going to say that this is going to be an issue in Kohanim are not drinking. This is clearly how we paskin today. Now we were talking about in terms of Kohanim getting a haircut. They need to get a haircut once every 30 days. And how do we learn this? We learn this from Nazir. So in the middle of discussing whether this is a halacha that applies nowadays, even though, again, there is no Beis HaMikdash, and we're comparing it to this halacha in terms of drinking. Says the Gemara, Yach Yafiwe Nanami. Now, if we're going to say that there's an issue even after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, like we were talking about with drinking, the same thing should apply to the haircutting. Says the Gemara, Dumya Dishduye Ayin. The fact that a Kohen has an issue if he's growing long hair is similar to what we just said, that a Kohen drinking would also be an issue, because the two are connected in the Pasuk in Yechezkel, because the Pasuk talks about Mashtu Yayim Bizman Bia Hu Da'asr Shelo Bizman Bia Shari. Just as when it comes to Kohanim drinking, only at the times when they can go into the Beis HaMikdash is it going to be a problem, but otherwise it's not going to be a problem. Afachanami, so the same too is going to apply when it comes to getting a haircut. So therefore, nowadays, when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, a Kohen is allowed to grow his hair out long. So says the Gemara, V'atani Rebbe Omer Omer Ani Kohanim Asur Mushtos Yayim Leom, that Rebbe really says that nowadays Kohanim should always be usher to drink. Aval Ma'aseh Shetakana So Kilkalto. But what am I supposed to do? Because it's been so long and they're not going to be able to handle it, so we can't have it. But in theory, it should be in existence. Remember, Rabbi, and the Bai says, Kiman Shasu Ha'idna Kahani. And Abai says, who are we assuming like that Kohanim nowadays drink? Rebbe, they're assuming like the sheet of Rebbe. What that seems to come out like is saying that Rebbe holds like that, but there are others who argue on it. Mikal Rabbanan Asrei, which seems to imply very clearly that the Rabbanan disagree with this, and they say that Kohanim are not even allowed to drink nowadays, even when there's no Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, the same thing the Rabbanan should hold is that it's going to be an issue for a Kohanim to grow out their hair, since that would also be something which is not good for the Avoda. So why does this not apply? So says the Gemara, we have to compare these two. You're going to try to compare and say it's the same thing with drinking and growing hair. My time, well, what's the reason why the Rabbanan said the Kohanim are not allowed to drink nowadays? It's because Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash Weinan Kohen Aroi La'avoda V'leka. Because we assume the Beis HaMikdash can come at any time, and therefore we need to have a Kohen who's fit to do the Avoda. And if he's drinking wine, that's not going to be the case. He's going to be too drunk to do the Avoda. But when it comes to long hair, it's possible. A Kohen can just go get a quick haircut. It'll take 2 minutes, and then he'll go do the Avoda. It's not going to be an issue. It's possible to also get rid of the drunken effect and the drunken nature after you drink wine. Just sleep a little bit and go into the Beis HaMikdash and do the Avoda. Kedaram Baraba, just like Rami Baraba says, Damarami Baraba, Derech Mil Vashena Kolshu Mifigin Esayayin, that if someone just walks 18 minutes or sleeps even for a second, they are going to get rid of the effects of the wine. So therefore, we're now left with a question. So why don't the Rabbanan allow you to go and drink wine? It shouldn't be any different than just like you can go get a haircut in 2 minutes, you should also be able to take a 2 minute nap and then you're going to be okay. And we should have the same halacha apply for drinking and for haircutting. So says the Gemara, Lav Miyat Marala. So was the following not said regarding this whole thing of Rami Baraba, who said that you could just go on a short walk or take a short nap? Amar of Nachman, Amar Abaravu, Loshanu El Kishasa Shir Revius. That only applies when people are drinking a Revius of wine, a very small amount of wine. Shasa Yosem Revius, but if someone's drinking more than Revius, Kosha Gain Derech Matri Daso, then for sure traveling is going to make him even more drunk, Vashina Mishakarto, and sleeping is going to intoxicate him further. So we see that the more wine you drink, it's not going to have the impact of getting rid of the effects of the drunkenness, rather it's just going to make them even stronger. So we see there is no quick way to dissipate wine drinking and the drunken feeling, and therefore it's going to be different than the hair cutting. Comes Gemara with another answer as to why the Rabbanan might say it's going to be a problem to drink, but still allow you to grow your hair longer. Ravashi gives a different answer. He says, Shisu Yayin de Mechale Avoda, when it comes to the Kohanim drinking, so that's something which makes the Avoda puzzle if you're going to go do the Avoda while drunk. Gazrubuhu Rabbanan. So therefore, the Rabbanan said there's even going to be a Gzera nowadays that we don't allow you to drink. But Prue Rosh to go Machle Avoda, but when it comes to the Kohanim with long hair, it doesn't actually invalidate the Avoda. It's just not a good thing to do. So Lo Gazrubuhu Rabbanan. So there, the Rabbanan did not make any sort of decree in that situation. Good. Now the Gemara comes and questions Rav Ashi's assumption, which was that when you have the Avoda being done by a long-haired Kohen, that this is going to be okay. Is this really true? This was all the assumption of Rav Ashi's answer. So Meisve, we have a problem with Rav Ashi from the following Brisa. The Brisa says, Ve'eluhin b'misa, that these are the Kohanim who are chayiv misa for doing the Avoda in a situation where they should not have been doing it. Shesu yeyayin, someone who's drunk, for a weight rosh, or someone who has grown out their hair, has extra long hair, these people should not be doing this. Obishlam, shesu yayin. So I understand why the Kohanim who drink wine are not allowed to do the Avoda in their chayiv misa, because it says it explicitly in the pasuk. The pasuk pasuk says, "Yayim v'shechar al tesh." It says in the pasuk in the Torah that you, Aaron, and your sons will die if you go and do the avodah while drunk. You have to stay away from it. Ela puri rosh menalam. But how do we know that the kohanim who do the service with long hair, it's going to be a problem? How do we know that they're going to die? Even a misa bidei shemayim. To say v'rosh amoy galechu peralo yishalechu, because the pasuk says that the kohanim shall not shave their heads and they shall not have extra long hair. And it says right after that, and the pasuk right after that, and Yechezkel tells us that they should not drink wine and go into the Beis HaMikdash. And we have a hekesh, the psukim are right next to each other. There's a comparison between drinking wine and having long hair. Mashta yayin ben misa, just as if you drink wine and go to the avoda, you're going to be chayv misa, bidei shamayim, from heavenly court, afri rosh ben misa. So the same thing is going to apply if you do the avoda when you have this long hair. So now that we showed this comparison to kohanim who are drunk and kohanim who have long hair, the Gemara says, umina. And this very comparison should lead us to the following conclusion. Imash suye yayin de machle avoda, just as the kohanim who drink wine, they are disqualified from doing the avoda, afri rosh de machle avoda. So too, if someone has long hair, that should also disqualify the avoda. So Rav Ashi's whole answer as to why the Rabbanan say that you're not allowed to have a Kohen drink nowadays versus having a Kohen grow out his hair is because one disqualifies the Avodah, one doesn't. That's not true, because we see over here, it should clearly follow, just as both of them have this Chi of Misa Bidei Shemayim associated with them, if you did the Avodah while drunk or with long hair, so the same thing should apply, that they're both going to disqualify the Avodah. So how can Rav Ashi say Hishita, he seems to be wrong? Answers the Gemara, lo, no, that's not the case, because Ki Ishkish Lamita Huda Ishkish. The whole Hekish is only about Misa V'alachu Avodah Lo Ishkish, but when it comes to the actual disqualification of the Avodah, they're not comparable, so therefore it's not going to be an answer. Fine, now comes the Gemara and says, Ravina said to Rav Ashi, HaMakami Dasi Yechesko Manamra, before Yechesko came along and said that a Kohen with long hair is compared to a Kohen who drank wine and is going to be Chayav Misa. So before you brought this Pasuk from Yechezkel, who said this? Meaning we can't just learn this Pasuk out from Yechezkel and say that there's a Chayav Misa. That needs to be coming from something Min HaTorah, and this is from the Nevi'im. So I'm really sure Rav Ashi said to him, Tamech, but according to you, Hada Amar Rav Chisda, that which Rav Chisda said, Davar Zemi Toras Moshe Lo Lamanu. This idea that a Kohen who's uncircumcised in Aril is not allowed to do the Avodah. Did this really come from the Torah? Midivrei Kabbalah Manu. But really, this came from Navi itself also, because the Navi tells us, the Navi in Yechezkel says the following, Kol ben nechar Aril lei ve'aril basar lo yavol mikdashi. We see that this is true, that someone who is not circumcised, someone who does not have a bris milah, is not allowed to go and serve in the avodah. Hamakami dasi Yechezkel manam. Who said this before Yechezkel said this? El gemara gamirla. Rather, it's a halacha Moshe Misinai. We have a tradition going back to Moshe at Har Sinai that this is going to be true, even though it's not written in the Torah itself. Vasi Yechezkel vas mechayakra. And Yechezkel just went and made a pasuk that supports this, even though it's not necessarily being taught from Yechezkel, it's just alluding to it. Achanami, Gemara Gamirla. So the same thing applies over here, that even though this is not written explicitly in the Torah, that the Kohanim who have the long hair are Chayiv Misa, just like someone who's drunk. Vasi Yechezkel vas mechakra, and then Yechezkel came and associated with a pasuk. So Kigmir Leila halachal Misa, lachul Avodah lo Gemir, found that's in the parentheses saying that that would only apply when it comes to Misa, but not when it comes to invalidating the service. Fine. Now we go into the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us about Megillas Tainis. Again, these were the special holidays where they were written down on a scroll and you're not allowed to fast or you're not allowed to have a hesped on these days, and maybe the day before, the day after, depending on the day. So says the Mishnah, any time one of these minor festivals were there in Megillas Tainis, so it says that you're not supposed to give a eulogy. So before that day, it's going to be forbidden to give that eulogy as well. And afterwards, you are going to be allowed to do so. So says the Gemara, what is this Megillas Tainis that we're referring to in our Mishnah? So Tanu Rabbanan Rabbi Stronis in a Brisa, or in Megillas Tainis. Ilein Yomaya, these are the days, Deloga Hisan Numbahon, that you're not allowed to fast, Umiktason Deloga Misbid Bahon, and some of them you're not even allowed to eulogize. May Reish Yarcha de Nisan Vatim Nayabe, from the 1st of Nisan until the 8th of Nisan. Why? Because he tokam Timida, because the Karman Tamid was properly established. Basically what happened, the Tzidukim, the heretics, the Sadducees, who were trying to go and mess up the entire institution of the Karban Tumid, because we know the Karban Tumid had to be brought from communal funds that were raised from the annual Machatzis HaShekel collection. But they tried to go and implement a different system where it was donated by individuals, which is a big problem. So it was finally established in the right ways from the 1st of Nisan to the 8th of Nisan, and they were going to make a big party. So there, Dilol Mispud Bahon, so there we say it's not, you're not allowed to eulogize on these days, and of course you're not allowed to fast on these days. Bitamnaya Be'at Sof Moada, Itosif Chaga Deshvuaya, Dilol Mispud Bahon. And we have a further holiday that from the 8th day of Nisan until the end of Pesach, we have another holiday which was against the Baitusim. They were always of the philosophy that they were trying to take the Torah literally. So the Torah, when it talks about establishing Shavuos, it says Mimacharas HaShabbos, so you have to count from the Motzei Shabbos. But we know that's not true. We just count from the second night of Pesach. So when that was established properly, and we were able to get rid of the Baitusim and the Tzidukim, so we made these holidays that there's going to be no eulogy and no fast days on them. So Amar Mar, we said previously, that the first holiday went from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the eighth day of Nisan. Itokim to Midah to Golga Misbet. We said the Karban Tamid was established properly, and therefore you're not going to eulogize and you're not going to fast on these days. So ask the Gemara, the Lamarei Mireish Yarcha. Why do we need Megillas Tainus to tell us that you're not allowed to eulogize from the beginning of Nisan, meaning from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Lema Mitrebi Nisan? Let us have this Megillas Tainus, this special inclusion from the second of Nisan, because we already know Rosh Chodesh Gufa Yom Tovuva Aser. On Rosh Chodesh itself, you're not allowed to have any Hesped, you're not allowed to fast. So Rosh Chodesh is its own independent holiday, so why do we need to include that in Megillas Tainus? So answer the Gemara, Marav, Lo Nitzuchel Asor Yom Shalofanav. Because if we only had Rosh Chodesh, then we wouldn't know the day before is going to be a problem to eulogize. But because it's written in Megillas Tainus, so the last day is going to be a problem to eulogize. Ask the Gemara, Shalofanav Nami, the day before Rosh Chodesh also. Tepukle to Havale Yom Shalofnei Rosh Chodesh. So the day before Rosh Chodesh, so you should not be allowed to go ahead and have any eulogy on it. Rosh Chodesh is a mitzvah midoraisa. So how can we possibly say that you're going to have hesped before this? So answer the Gemara, an important principle, which is Rosh Chodesh deoraisa hu deoraisa lo b'yichizuk. Because Rosh Chodesh is deoraisa, and we don't need extra strengthening, extra vigilance when it comes to dinei deoraisa, because it's serious enough. It's a din deoraisa. So people are careful not to violate that. So we don't need to create extra gedarim. D'tanya, as we saw in the braisa, hayam meila ksuvim Megillas Tainus, that these days that are written in Megillas Tainus as these minor yom tovim, lifnei mulachrei masurim, before and after that day are going to be Asur Shabbos v'Yom Tov, but Shabbos and Yom Tov Hein Asurin, those days themselves are going to be Asur Lefnei Mu'achrei Mutarim, but the days before and after are going to be allowed. Ma Hefresh Bin Zelazai, what's the difference? Halalu Divrei Torah V'Divrei Torah In Tzrichin Chizuk, Halalu Divrei Sofrim V'Divrei Sofrim In Tzrichin Chizuk. That when it comes to Divrei Torah, everyone's going to follow them, so we don't need to worry and make these extra Gedarim to make sure that people are caring about them. But when it comes to Divrei Sofrim, people might say, oh, okay, it's just Divrei Sofrim, it's not that big a deal, and therefore we have to add this extra level of vigilance to them, and that's why we say that it's going to be usher before and after, and that's why I needed to say it. Even though we have Rosh Chodesh, we still need to have it in Megillas Tainus. This is Daf Yud Zayin Mabez. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.